You want to know what really turns me on? The thing that really gets me going? The thing that I love? Well, I'll tell you. I like dirty talk. No, not when people talk to me, although that's not bad. I like that too. What I'm talking about is when I do it. The dirty talk I like is not that degrading, self-depreciating style of dirty talk that a lot of guys like. Calling myself a slut, or a whore, or a cocksucker, or whatever. No, the type of dirty talk I like is sweet, and sensual, and needful. It's the talk between two lovers, intimate and personal. I like the whole process of the act of talking dirty, from the slow build-up of flirting to the deep, dark, hungry patter of two lovers fucking. I like the charge of electricity that innuendo creates, and the need that simple teasing can create. I love the slow burn that helps create the whole scene. The simple talk that grows flirty and naughty. The build-up of arousal. The innocent becoming seductive and needful. And when the need has built up enough, I like moving in close to my lover's ear and whispering into it. Not really touching him, but drawing close enough that he can feel the breath from my mouth against his skin. I like to whisper things close to his ear, sensing his reaction and feeling the heat from his skin so close to my lips. I love the sense that he is getting aroused, solely from the sound of my voice and the touch of my breath and the nearness of my lips. I love to play with my voice, adjusting the volume and tone, gauging his reaction and adjusting to ever heighten the intensity of his need. I like to tease my lover, not letting him touch me as I use my words and my breath to masturbate him orally. There is a power in a voice that many overlook. And mine? It can drive my lover crazy. And in turn, it makes me hunger for more. I like to know that I'm having an effect, and that it is my voice making him hard, and my words that will drive him over the edge. But I'm sure you're listening to this and wondering, what does she say? It's not about saying, at least not at first. At first it's all about the whispers. Don't you understand what you're doing to me? Don't you understand how being so close to you affects me? No, no, don't touch me. I don't want you to touch me yet. I don't want to end this moment. Can you feel the need coming from me, baby? I can feel it from you. I can feel your hunger, your desire to reach out and grab me, to kiss me. Against my body. No, don't touch me. Let it build. God, I want you, baby. I want to feel your warm skin against mine. I want to feel your weight pressing down on me as you take me. wonder what you'd do to me if I let you touch me right now. Baby, would you kiss me? Would you touch me tenderly, caressing my soft skin as my fingers trace across your back? Would you lay me down on the floor and take me, gentle and sensual and intimate, making love to me as our moans fill the room? Oh baby, I can feel your need. Maybe it's gotten past the point of making love. Maybe you would push me down to the floor and rip my clothing open so you could take me, raw and hungry, bestial. Would you fuck me, baby? Will you fuck me, baby? Baby, I want you. I want you to do it. I want you to fuck me. Please, baby. Please fuck me. Please. And that is where the act of talk slides into an act of physicality. I love dirty talk during sex too, but it is that time before sex, the moments of arousal before it. That is what I love.